A propulsive new thriller set in 19th century Ireland hits the shelves this week. It's called Red Sky in Morning, and it's the first novel from Paul Lynch, who's best known in his native Ireland as a film critic. But our books critic, Alan Chu, says this one doesn't read like a debut.
At the outset of this first novel of considerable power, both in language and story, Cathal Coyle, a Donegal farmer, boiling hot with anger because of having been precipitously evicted from his house by the landowner he rents from, sets out to right this wrong. Full of roaring rage, Coyle strikes out at and kills the man responsible. Fowler, an overseer for the landowner, a cruel, hulking sociopath with near-supernatural skills as a tracker, sets out on Coyle's trail, torturing and killing along the way. Through forests, over rivers and townscapes, Coyle runs, sometimes crawls, skulks, lies, and finally ships out to America in order to save himself. There he goes to work digging the trackbed of the New Pennsylvania Railroad, only to have Fowler pick up his trail again. From the opening lines of the novel, night sky was black and there was blood, morning crack of light on the edge of the earth, you find yourself in the hands of a lapidary young master, working language to make you suffer the murder, nearly exhaust yourself in the pursuit, and find a haven in Coyle's American refuge for a time, until the infernal Fowler crosses the ocean and comes calling. Here, as is often the case in the work of our own Cormac McCarthy, the beauty and force of the language works congruently with the violence in the story. Paul Lynch, Red Sky in Morning. Sentence by sentence, a debut definitely worth noticing.
That review from Alan Chu. He teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.